Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I feel like I'm already gone. I'm gone to the grill when I'm done with this show because all that mouth-watering vegetables we just talked about, I forget about that, man. We so focus on protein so much that we don't talk about the vegetables. And, man, there's some great options out there, especially this time of year, harvest season.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, welcome back to the show. We're going to play a taped interview I did earlier last week. When I was in Kansas, I did get to see Cowboy Rob Russell, which was really nice.
Saw a picture of him looking good.
Yeah, we sat around his driveway, had a little fire going. It was pretty cool.
Yep.
And Lenny, of course, his dog Lenny.
Right. Yep.
But this Mark Hillman, who runs, is the president of American Barbecue Systems, and it's in Olathe, Kansas, which is O-L-A-T-H-E. It's a suburb of Kansas City. Now, he took a design like my old smoker, like the good one. He took that rear offset smoker 10 years ago and fixed all the things that the other people weren't fixing. So it's got the heat deflectors on the hood, all these other things going on, a rotisserie inside, split, stainless rotisserie.
Split firebox.
Oh, yeah, stainless grates for over the firebox. It's got springs,
full size tires,
mag wheels.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is just very, very cool. Well, I got to know him because when we were at the KCBS American Royal, a couple years back, Rob took me around to some of the manufacturers, and his was one of them. So he's the guy I contacted to help us for GI Barbecue. He jumped right in with both feet, gave us great deals on the big Judge smokers, and now I own a Judge smoker, just like our troops do. So here's Mark Hillman, ABS. Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I am in the heart of barbecue in America right now. I'm in Kansas City, actually a little suburb called Olathe, and I just picked up my beautiful Judge American Barbecue System trailer smoker, and so I'm on cloud nine, and I haven't even had a beer yet. I'm standing with the president of American Barbecue Systems, Mark Hillman. And Mark, welcome to the Grilling Guys Show.
Hey, welcome. Thanks.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited. I didn't sleep last night just knowing I finally get to have my ABS smoker. You probably hear this all the time, but it's a big deal if you're a guy like me who's had a lot of smokers and you keep getting the better and better and better, and I just don't think I can do any better than this one.
Yeah, actually the rotisserie, you can't beat it. Actually the design of the rotisserie and eight stainless steel rotisserie racks and three stainless steel grill grates on the back side of it. And I think the rotisserie is kind of the key to cooking for a good consistent cook each time you cook on it.
And this has some nice aluminum mags on it, and it's got springs so it won't bounce down the road like my last one. But anyway, enough about my new toy. What I really want to talk about is what you're going to be doing here in a few weeks. You're heading off to the biggest barbecue competition in the world. And tell us a little bit about the Royal and what you plan on doing there.
Yeah, the American Royal has actually changed venues now. It's actually going to be at the Kansas Speedway NASCAR track this year. They've moved it. Traditionally, it's always been on the first weekend of October. They've actually moved it now to the last weekend of October, which is Halloween weekend. And we're probably expecting close to 500, 550 teams out at the NASCAR track. And so it's going to be a totally new venue for everybody, different type of weather that everybody's going to be cooking in. So we're just really not sure what's going to expect, but everybody's got high expectations of being out at the new venue at the NASCAR Speedway.
If you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys Talk Network and the Grilling Guys Radio Show. This is Barbecue Bob. I am in Kansas City, and I'm at American Barbecue Systems talking with the president of American Barbecue Systems. And you guys sponsor a bunch of teams. So tell me how many teams are going to be cooking on ABS smokers out there.
Well, we actually get, we've got four teams within the company that compete. And then we also invite four other local teams that kind of friends that own American Barbecue Systems cookers. And so we'll have eight teams under one tent in one location there at the speed track. And then there's several other teams that also that cook on ABS systems. And so there'll be several other teams out there cooking on ABS cookers as well.
Okay, and you going to tell us any secrets?
don't burn your meat.
Oh, that's really high-level stuff. Thanks. I hope you all got that out there. So anyway, how many years have you cooked KCBS?
This will be our 10th year. We started American Barbecue Systems up in 2006, so we're into our 10-year anniversary. And so we started from, in 2006, we started cooking right away. So this is our 10-year at KCBS events.
That's going to be exciting. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in New Orleans that weekend, or Jop and I'd be coming out here because we had a lot of fun a couple of years ago when we came out. And that's the first time I ever saw one of your smokers. This thing has basically you, and after we've talked today now, I understand why all these changes you've made in your smoker have been made. And that's because you're the guy making all the changes because you're barbecuing, and you started off with something and you just kept perfecting it and perfecting it.
Yeah, it's really helped with some of the changes that we've made, modifications throughout the years. It's like Bob said, since we're actually cooking on the units ourselves and competing with them, it's if something that needed to be addressed, we would actually make the change if needed. But for the most part, it's been over the last 10 years, it's pretty much it cooks the same. It's just made some user-friendly options and a few modifications here and there.
But so tell us about this judge right here.
So the judge here, we've got, it's what we call our 4-foot judge model. It has 8 stainless steel rotisserie racks in it, 3 stainless steel grill grates, comes with 5 stainless steel work shelves on the outside of the cooker. The unit weighs 1,500 pounds. It's got a detachable tongue on the front with a tongue jack. It's got 3 stabilizer legs on it, and then it's got a receiver hitch in the back. It's got 2 drains, one grease drain in the front, 1 grease drain in the back. It's got LED lightings for towing down the highway, 15-inch rims and tires, and just a well-thought-out cooker.
I'm so stoked. I can't wait to get this thing fired up. I'll be cooking in Topeka tomorrow for one of our Arctic Spa dealers out there. And we're going to have events for 3 days in a row, and I'm just going to be on cloud 9. Your website is?
AmericanBarbecueSystems.com.
Okay, and you got a Facebook page?
American Barbecue Systems Facebook.
So easy to find. Check them out online. And if you're looking, now they have patio units starting at like $13.99?
Yeah, $13.45.
Awesome. I'm telling you, if you get your hands on one of these things, you feel the heft and the quality. American-made quality. This thing is a beast. It's got the same kind of workmanship that we're used to in Michigan with all our great tool and die workers out there. This is a fab shop that does very high-end work, very nice welds and grinds. It's just top drawer. And I'll post some pictures on our website. And Jop, back to you.
Yeah, Bob, I haven't had the opportunity to step beside you and watch that new judge work yet. It's brand new. I mean, you just got it back. You've got a couple cooks in it is all. But I'm really anxious to pull that out into your driveway and fire that up because it's unlike anything I've ever cooked on. I've never done the rotisserie part of that. And I'm interested to see what that does because when we cook on the smoker that I have now, I'm used to how the product turns out. And
right.
The fire is always on the bottom. We put stuff toward the back. It gets done sooner than the ones that are in the front on the grates. And I'm assuming that this thing with this rotating trays in there that we're going to get a much more even cook.
You know, the one thing I'll say about it, though, is those rotisseries aren't nearly as good for smoking beans because the beans want to shift on that swinging shelf. So yeah. That part's a little trickier. I have to get some deeper pans for the beans.
Yeah, yeah.
But
or don't fill them so much.
A wonderful unit, just a wonderful unit. And thanks to the folks at ABS for helping us again with GI Barbecue and making those 3 judges available. We have 2 of them left in the warehouse. And we are so close to getting an approval by the Marine Corps right now. It's day-to-day messaging, and I just can't wait until we get to ship those units to a very special place in the world. So it's going to be exciting news. It's going to be a great delivery when it's time to do that.
Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. A lot of people have supported that in a lot of different ways.
Yep.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys Show on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in. We got one more little segment for you. We're going to dive into some tips and techniques for venison on your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.